You are listening to the Texas Standard.
Public outcry over the deaths of several soldiers on or near Fort Hood this year has prompted demands from family members and lawmakers for a congressional investigation into the Texas Army post. And now this, the U.S. Army has announced that the Major General who's been in charge of Fort Hood and was previously slated to go to Fort Bliss to take the helm of the 1st Armored Division won't be. An acting senior commander takes over Fort Hood today as the Army begins an in-depth investigation into the chain of command actions related to Specialist Vanessa Guillen, a soldier whose alleged homicide and disappearance from Fort Hood led to a national outcry for reform at the post. That in-depth investigation is one of many the Army's launching into the leadership and culture there, but many are asking for Congress to step in, and that includes a group of Texas state legislators. Texas Democratic State Senator Jose Menendez is joining members of the Texas Senate Hispanic Caucus, which he chairs, to call for an inquiry into Fort Hood, and he joins us now. Senator Menendez, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Hey, good morning, Dave. It's always good to be with you and your listeners. I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. First, why do you and your Senate caucus members believe it's necessary for Congress to open an inquiry here? Do you not trust what the Army's doing right now?
Well, here's the thing. I think it's critically important for the parents of every single young man and woman who's serving the military, the family members, the husbands and the wives, the children, that they understand what exactly is going on at Fort Hood. And I think that in order for them to feel secure and confident, I think they need to see that Congress has ordered for a third party that has nothing to do in the chain of command in the military. And I love the Army and the our armed forces just like everybody else, but I think it's important, and it will be good at the end for the Army and Fort Hood for there to be an independence and investigation to get to the root cause of what the hell is going on there.
I want to understand something, though. Is your concern that the Army can't do a thorough enough investigation, or is the issue more related to transparency?
I think transparency is vital. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I know how thorough a job they can do or not do. I'm sure they can do a thorough job, but I think that in the interest of transparency and confidence, faith, people need to know the Fox is not going to do the investigation on who's eating the chickens. I think that the problem is occurring at Fort Hood, and it's become pervasive and it's become too much. And therefore, I'd like to see an independent investigation, and my colleagues join me in that call so that Congress can get a full picture and they can deliver the message to the parents and the family members of all the young men and women who serve at Fort Hood. This is what happened. We got to the root cause. It has been dealt with, and things are going to be better, and you can feel safe when you send your loved one to serve, that they'll be safe at Fort Hood.
What do you think is happening there? From what you can tell, from what parents and others have told you, what is your concern? What do you think, believe, is going on?
Well, something unbelievably bad is happening. I don't know if it's a small ring. I mean, obviously, they had the prostitution ring, a child prostitution, no less. I don't know if it's people involved with that, that maybe some of the people that have ended up dead were going to turn them in. I don't know exactly what's happening. I want to know what's happening. I want us to get to the bottom line so that we can all understand exactly who's responsible for what. And the other thing that I'd like to know is, how did this get to this point? You know, I mean, how I thought, you know, the military is supposed to be very regimented and very disciplined. And therefore, I need to understand, how is it possible that people who served in our armed forces can be murdered here in on their own home country and their state?
We're over time, but I have to ask about this, since this is not the first time you and others have called for a congressional investigation. What's stopping things? In other words, where is Congress reluctant to take this on because of a certain deference, political deference to the military?
I don't know. And you know something? If people are concerned that it would make them look unpatriotic, the most patriotic thing we can do is to stand up and tell every young man and woman, every person who enlists, we've got your back. We care more about all of you who've signed that check for this country, who've enlisted, than worrying about some general.
We've been talking with Texas Democratic State Senator Jose Menendez, who, along with members of the Texas Senate Hispanic Caucus, is demanding a congressional inquiry into what's happening at Fort Hood. Senator, thanks for speaking with us again on the Texas Standard.
Of course, it's always a pleasure to be with you.